Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Maria Carey. This is Blog Talk Radio. It is this January the 8th, 2022, and I pray that everyone can hear me. I am doing new technology on this morning. Praise the Lord. So give me just a shout out or a text, 309-750-7584, if you can hear me. Again, we are going into a new year, praise the Lord, and with a new year, we have new technology that we're using, and certainly this is a blessing, but I want to make sure that everyone hears me as we move forward. We are certainly in a new year, praise the Lord, thank God. This is the first Blog Talk Radio of the year. We thank God, and I thank God for all of you that I see on the line with me today. Praise the Lord. The Lord has brought you over into a new year, and certainly we are grateful. I want to give a shout out to my co-host who ended the year so eloquently on 2021. Praise the Lord. So thank God for that. We've had a 2-week hiatus. But thank God, hallelujah, praise God, we're back, and certainly you'll be hearing from my co-host on next week. Praise the Lord. So this is Blog Talk Radio, as I have stated. We are Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey, CEO and president of Amazing Grace Ministries. And certainly we start off with our announcements. Thank the Lord for those. We are Amazing Grace Ministries, have been blessed to be ministering to the hurt and wounded every fourth Sunday at 2:30 at Christ Deliverance Center, located at 82nd 26 South Muskegon. Certainly, if you're not doing anything on that Sunday evening, we will be in a powerful, powerful service. So come with whatever your issues, bring them to the table, and certainly we will pray for you that God moves you forward. And we will be praying. It's praying time, saints. Amazing Grace Ministries will be praying starting next Friday, taking the second and the fourth Friday to pray at noon. And that number is 1-605-468-8807. The access code is 351-4828. Come pray with us. Praise the Lord. If you're not doing anything, and certainly it is at high noon, and we will, it's our endeavor to pray. It's only about 30 minutes. So come and pray with us. Praise God. This is a new year. Amazing Grace Ministries is looking to do great and powerful things in this new year. I'm going to give you our theme in a minute, and certainly I'll give you a little bit more information at the end of this message. But we're going to move forward in this service, praise God, or this blog or this radio show on this morning. Certainly we are in for a high expectation. This word comes alive in the form of Jesus Christ. This word will captivate your mind. It will illuminate your heart. It will lift you up to a greater level in Jesus Christ, because that's where we're trying to go. Praise God. We know that we need Jesus in order to make it, and certainly this new year is no exception. Oh, we will take you on a journey, praise God, that will give you greater hope. And certainly it will draw you closer to Jesus Christ as we look to the Lord in this new year, because we have new year expectations. We are looking to God. We are looking for God's blessing in 2022. So sit back, take notes. Certainly we have got a dynamic lesson for you on today. And on this second Saturday in this year, praise the Lord, the theme is the year of release and expectations. We are looking for a year of release and expectations. I don't know about you, but I am looking for my release. And I've got some expectations on the Lord that he's able to do those things that I've committed unto him. So our subject, our theme is found in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. And they read, "At the end of every seventh year, thou shalt make a release. And this is the matter of the release. Every creditor that lends aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release." I want you to circle that, because this year is God's release, the Lord's release. Everything is going haywire in your life on 2021. The Lord is saying it is released. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again, but that which is thine with thy brother, thine hand shall release. Verse 4, "Save when thou shalt be no poor among you, for the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee for an inheritance to protect it, to possess it. only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. 6, for the Lord thy God bless thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. And Psalms 62:5, my soul waiteth thou only upon God, for my expectations is from him. That word is powerful right there. That word is saying, is really putting a cap on everything that we are expecting God to do. And certainly when we look at this theme, the year of release and expectations, we are looking to the hills from which cometh our help. We are looking to God, who is our resource. We are looking to God to provide those things that we have lost, to even gain access to those closed doors that have been closed to us. But on this year, they shall be open. So now we're looking at some definitions. When we're looking at the word release, it means to be set free from restraints, a confinement or servitude. How many of you out there know that God is about to set you free? He's about to release those yokes, those bounds, those chains that have held you captive. You know, this show is called Amazing Grace Ministries, Breaking the Yokes of Bondage, or Destroying the Yokes of Bondage. We are destroying in 2022 all those confinements, all those issues that held us back from allowing God to show his glory through us, because we are in expectations of what God is able to do. God is able to move some things, but he must move us out the way first. Excuse me. To relieve from something that confines or burdens or oppress you. A lot of us have been oppressed. You know, coming into this year, you may hear this cough. You know, we're dealing with this coronavirus. We're dealing with all kinds of variants. Now they got a flurona, which is a combination of the flu and the virus, that have been attacking people. And certainly there have been an attack on my family. You know, we have been dealing with colds, and praise God, we don't have this new Omron variant. God has blessed us to not be exposed to any form of this coronavirus. Certainly, we have had to follow the CDC mandates like everybody else and be vaccinated and boosted, praise God. But we know that it really ain't in the vaccinations. It's really not in the booster, but it is in Jesus Christ, who has kept us, who have provided for our every need. Why? Because we believe that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Hallelujah. So that gives me, or leads me, into the second word that I want to define, is expectations. Expectations, the act or state of anticipating, expecting. I want to know out there in radio land, and I know that you can hear me, but you can't talk back to me. If I was to open up the mics, I just want to know, are you in expectations? Do you expect? Are you expecting something this year for the Lord to do for you? Are you in expectations of how he's going to bless you? Are you in expectation of what he's going to do for you? I know praise the Lord. I know that some of you have been blessed, praise God, with jobs, with finance, praise God. But there's something else that you're looking to. There's a move of God that you are anticipating. And certainly our expectations are of God. Why? Because he is our resource. He is our help. If we put our hands in him, he will provide for every need. I want to know if you clap your hands and say, this is my year of expectation. This is my year of release and expectations. I'm looking for the Lord to move. I'm looking for the Lord to do something new in my home. I'm looking for the Lord to do something exciting in my children. I'm looking for restoration. I'm looking for restoring those things that I have lost in, hallelujah, in 2021. Praise God. This word is excited me. So let's look at the history. Let's look at the book of Deuteronomy, shall we? Now, when we look at the book of Deuteronomy, this is Moses' farewell speech. He wrote the book of Deuteronomy, and this book of Deuteronomy is called the Second Law. It's called the Second Law because the first generation that the law was given to has died off. They died off because they were not willing to put their faith in Jesus Christ. They were not willing, God at that time, if we want to be more political, but Jesus was there back then as well. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. But they were not willing to put their trust in God. They were not willing to believe that they could cross over into the promised land and take the promised land. Now, God had given them the promised land. I want to know, this is the year of release and expectation. God has given you some dreams. God has given you some visions. I want to know if you have laid them to the side and forget all about them. I know if you like me, I lay stuff down and I forget about it. And then when I go back, I've got to remember where I laid it. This is the year of release and expectations. So this Deuteronomy is the second law. Moses is delivering a message to the new generation. He's giving them the laws of the land. This is what you need to know in order to possess your future. This is what you need to know to go over into new territory. This is what you need to know in order to be successful. So, and if we look at Deuteronomy is one of the most significant books of the Old Testament because it literally influences the New Testament. We find that Jesus found strength in Deuteronomy when he was being confronted by Satan's temptation. Jesus used various quotes like Deuteronomy 6 and 13, 16 and 3. And you find that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. So when we look at this Deuteronomy, the second law, it is used quite often to quote things in the New Testament. But not only that, Deuteronomy signifies a covenant that God had with his people. And God has a covenant with you. If you have been blood washed, if you have gone down in Jesus and Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Some say all you need is just to go down in Jesus. If you went down in Jesus, whomever, as long as Jesus is included, praise God, you came up a new creature. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and confessed your sins and said, I accept Jesus as my Savior, you became a new creature. So therefore, you are in a covenant relationship. And Moses indicates covenant with God's people. He shows and tells them the law. And we find over in this chapter in Deuteronomy, if we go through it, Deuteronomy contains introduction to a covenant. We can read that in the first chapter. Background, the requirements, praise God, the cursings and blessings. So when you look at the scripture we're talking about in chapter 15, God is giving him the foundation for, in essence, wealth and prosperity, praise God. He's telling them what is needed. He's giving them instructions, praise God. This year of release is a form of the grace of the gospel. Satan is alive. So it embodies the year of release, embodies the grace of the gospel. It proclaims the acceptable year of the Lord. It's proclaiming a release of our debts. It's pardoning our sins, praise God. It is, in essence, a spiritual law to lay aside those restraints, those things that we have guarded up in our hearts to say, I cannot do it. But God is saying, this is the year of the release. This is the year that I have set the captive free. This is the year that I have giving you the go-ahead to go forth. Because if you go forth in the name of Jesus, you cannot help but be successful. So we have to lay aside every weight, every sin that keeps us from moving forward in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So there was a wicked heart indeed. And so when we look at that, when we look at the heart, when we look at those wicked hearts, those things that we've stored up in our heart, we have to release evil thoughts. And we have to make sure that we're obeying God's law. We're following the commandments that God has ordained. See, the word talks about, and he told the children of Israel, if you obey me, if you keep my commandments, if you do what I've told you to do, then you will be blessed. When you go over into the promised land, I don't want you to take up their habits, their policies, their practices, their cultures. No, 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 no. I need you to maintain your own identity. And we tend to move into various situations. We get with friends, we get with family, and we change our identity. But our identity is in Christ Jesus. So we must identify with Christ, who is our Savior. So this chapter is giving instructions on how to move forward. It's giving instructions on how to be successful. So in essence, when we look at this word, it's saying release, release, release. And it's also saying that those financial situations, those financial burdens that you've been having, all God is releasing you and God is providing a way. So when we look at this, and when we look at the scriptures, it gives a testament. It gives arrangements. It gives wisdom on dealing with our debts and also slaves at that time. It said every 7 years among the children of Israel, every debt, every situation shall be canceled. And we know we have been living in the time of this coronavirus. We know that the cities have been shut down. We know that now it's a requirement for you to show your vaccination card wherever you go. If you want to get into a gym, if you want to get into a restaurant, if you want to go on an airport, you either have to be tested or vaccinated. Even if you're working on your job, you need to be fully vaccinated. If you're not fully vaccinated, then there are consequences. And we understand that there are certain ones that refuse to be vaccinated. But God is still in control. God is still Jehovah. God is still the God that provides for us. God is making a way out of no way. So our expectations is of God because he is able. Hallelujah. He is able. He's able to do. He's able to release. He's able to give us the desires of our heart if our ways please him. Mm-hmm. Mm, hallelujah. So when we look at some interpretations of these verses, and I'm going to give you Deuteronomy 15 and 2 and Psalm 62 and 5, they read, and this is the matter of release. Every creditor shall release that which he has lent to his neighbor. He shall not exact it of his neighbor. His brother, for the Lord's release is proclaimed. I'm here to proclaim the Lord's release on 2022. Psalm 62 and 5, the Amplified Version. My soul, wait only upon God and silently submit to him, for my hope and expectations are from him, for him. Well, we know that Hebrews talked about faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How many know by faith? By faith, that chapter goes on to talk about the elders that obtain God's favor because of faith. We know that Rahab is in that chapter. We know that Moses and Abraham is in that chapter. Oh, praise God. We know that God said, and sometimes using Abraham as an example, God will give us a word, and certainly we don't feel like it's going to come to pass because it may be 20, 15 years have gone past, and we try to help God out. But I'm here to tell you, don't try to help God out, because if you try to help God out, there are going to be some problems, and certainly that problem will probably plague your generation from next generation on down. Oh, but praise God, once we believe, we need to know that God is working it out. It doesn't matter how many years. It doesn't matter how long God takes, because really God has to get us ready for that blessing. So it's taking that long because we probably just ain't ready. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. And certainly God has to get us ready. Oh, because God told Abraham, praise God, that he was going to give a child or have a child. And certainly he decided, or his wife decided, that I'm going to help God out. Mm-hmm, praise God. Y'all know the story. Praise God. But God will and God shall. God is blessing us on today. God is saying that this is a year of release and expectations. 2022, your year of release and expectation. Why? Because God is our refuge. Now, three things. I want to say that he is the source of our salvation. He is our rock. He is our defense. And based on our expectations, he is our glory. He is our refuge. He's the source of our power and the foundation of mercy. Now, in essence, three things that whatever those things you're looking for, but I'm going to give you three things. In 2022, we're moving toward expectation. We're moving toward restoration. Just like whatever the canker worms and Joel has eaten, God is going to restore. God is going to release you from those burdens. God is going to do a new thing in you. Look for it as it springs up. God is saying, I am going to move in you like never before. It is a time of release. It is a time for you to move forward in those gifts that God has given you. It is a time for you to move by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is a time, God, for those projects that you've laid aside to come to fruition. It is a time. Oh, why? Because second, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Oh, the Holy Ghost lives on the inside, and we are more than conquerors. We must believe, and the Bible says, if our ways please him, he will give us the desires of our heart. Not only that, when Moses was giving the second generation the rules and regulations, praise God, he said, if your ways please me, then I will give you those things. I will give you the land, and nobody will be able to conquer you. You will not be a borrower, but you will be a lender. Meaning, if you walk upright before me, I will make you the head and not the tail. Oh, if you make your choice, if you make me your choice, you won't regret it, because God will give you. Oh, God will move you. God will give you what you have been anticipating, and he'll open up doors like never before. Those doors of ministries, those doors to break the yokes of bondage on men's lives. People are hurting. People are suffering with mental illness. People are hurting and hurt and wounded like never before. And the saints of God have the cure. We have the cure to speak life. Oh, to bind up the enemy's forces and to release those that are tied up and tangled up. Oh, because God's word is powerful. It is alive, and it will shake off the shackles. Oh, if we just believe by faith. Oh, sometimes we just get in ourselves and we don't believe that God is using us. But God is using us like never before. He says, I've given you power to tread over serpents. I've given you power to stand. I've given you power to move in this last and evil day. I've given you power, oh, because the power of God dwelleth on the inside of you. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I'm here to let you know that God is doing it this year. Hallelujah. And certainly, he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Hallelujah. Thank God. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you, God, for this opportunity. I thank you, God, for this word. I thank you, God, for this new year of blessings. I thank you, God, for moving like never before. Oh, everybody that's bounded up, I bind in the name of Jesus. I speak a year of release and expectations, because you have given this word, and because you have given this word and you have spoken this word through your servant, I declared and I stand on it in the name of Jesus. You said it, and I believe it. As the children of Israel, or as Moses has spoken him, and certainly you have adopted us into this family, or when we accepted Jesus Christ, therefore our expectations are of you, and we believe you by faith. We know that you're going to do it, you're going to do it, because your word will not come again void. You can only swear by yourself. And because you promised it, you said, if your ways please me. Well, God, we pray, God, that everything that's not like you, first of all, you take it out. We ask, God, that you forgive us of our sins in 2020. For 2021, we pray, God, that we lay aside every weight and sin that is not like you, our attitudes, our lack of faith, our frustration and that bitterness. We lay it on the altar on this morning because we believe by faith that you're able, God. Therefore, heal us of all those unseen wounds that we have been carrying, all those traumas that we've been dealing with, the loss of our loved ones in 2021. We pray right now, God, that you'll move us forward. We pray, God, that you'll move us in abundance. We pray, God, that you'll take the yokes of bondage off of our lives in Jesus' name, that we may move in prosperity. We may move in healing. We may move in good health. We may move in financial and spiritual power and blessings. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, we're taking the limit off God. We're taking the limit off God and his promises. We're taking it out because we need to know we're setting the course for victory. Everything that you touch, everything that you lay your hands on, it is blessed. Why? Because if our ways please him, God, you know, God, you've said it, and I believe it, and I stand on it. This is my expectation. My expectations are for Christ, God, Jesus, to move heavily in my life. I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to move me forward with gifts and talents. I'm expecting God to deliver. I'm expecting to speak God's word. And when I speak God's word, the shackle of men's lives shall be lifted. The burdens of men's lives shall be lifted. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is here. Deliverance is here, said the Lord, and we walk in that deliverance. Everything that we need, God has provided. He's working it out for you. He's working it out right now for you. He's delivered you right now because God said, I got it, and I'm giving it unto you. Today, walk and believe thereof. God's doing it. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God for this word. Praise God. I forgot about donations, but thank God. If this ministry in 2022 is a blessing to you, sow into this ministry. So unto Amazing Grace Ministries, we aim to do a powerful work for the Lord. And certainly we are going to celebrate Blog Talk Radio. And we will be coming back with where we will be located. Because we are going to celebrate this radio show. I want to know if you've been blessed. Certainly we went on the air in 2019. And it is 2022. We're still on the air. We're still paying the bill to be on the air. And certainly we are going to celebrate in 2022 that we have been on the air since 2019. Hallelujah. And paid the bill every month to be on the air. So certainly when you sow into this ministry, I want you to know you're helping others. And you can do that by just either sending me a text, 309-750-7584, and I give you more information, or sending me an email. And that's AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. And amazing is spelled A-M-A-Z-E-N, GraceMinistries@gmail.com. If you're serious about blessing and helping, and this ministry has blessed you, please sow back into this ministry. Certainly we need your support and your help because it is a finance to keep this ministry going. God bless you. I see you. I talk to you soon. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Bye-bye.